I don't believe I've ever had any of that.
Well, I think I've had some scrap. I've heard of and I've eaten some, but I couldn't tell you how it tastes, but it's been so long.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I've been out most of my eatings of hogs and cows and things like that. What I mean, the livers and things like that. I'd be out with people killed them.
Yes, ma'am.
And serve it to me. Mm-hmm. I'd be boarding with them serve it to me. But when I got home, I don't have it.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And so I've been away since 62. I haven't been been out in the rural.
Did women ever keep any kind of thick sour milk around the kitchen that they could make things out of?
I don't remember any. Only milk we had is milk for cooking bread. Now sometimes it would get sour, but it wouldn't. And the water would foam on it. I guess that's what you're talking about. That the water foam that makes the other part of it get thick.
Well, I've heard some people
call it whey.
Whey. Mm-hmm. Is that the same thing as clay?
Whey is just water.
Just water.
It's just water. That's what they told me. That was the whey. And when you pour it off, then all the other is just thick milk.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Is whey the same thing as clab?
Clabber. No, it isn't clabber. The other is the clabber.
Now, what is that?
That's just milk. Has just formed a lump.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And you can, if you want, you can take a beater and just beat it up. But still, look like it's the hardest thing. You still have the little clabber lumps.
Yes, ma'am.
These small. You won't beat it into milk. I haven't been able to do that yet.
Is there any kind of cheese you make out of clabber?
I don't know. I have made any.
I was thinking maybe like cottage
cheese.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, it's a cottage cheese. It's made out of milk.
Mm-hmm.
That's just that isn't anything but the clabber.
I see.
The cottage cheese, and then when they get the cottage cheese, they put a little cream over it. You see, and to eat it.
Yes, ma'am.
But cottage cheese. That's the only. On the cheese, I know.
When you were sick, did your mother ever make something for you, like boiling cornmeal and water and maybe a little salt?
Uh-huh.
And eating it, it's kind of soupy?
No, she'd always get a soup bone.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes she would give me, if as a coroner, what the doctor said. She'd give me just the liquor from that soup bone. And then sometimes she'd put tomatoes in it. And I'd have tomato. And then sometimes she'd just make a soup for the whole family, even if I'm sick, whatever the doctor says. She'd have tomatoes and Irish potatoes, and onion, and I don't know what all she wouldn't have in the soup. She'd be flavoring that meat more than she would the soup to me.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
It would be good. It was nice. I would be glad to get it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I was talking about, have you ever heard people call that either kush or mush or something like that?
Well, I've heard of making kush, but I've never eaten it. Mm-hmm. I've heard of kush.
Yes,
and talking about kush, but I've never eaten any.
I see. You mentioned Irish potatoes. What other kind of potatoes could
potatoes. Sometimes she put sweet potatoes in there, in her soup.
Is that right?
Uh-huh, and make it a nice flavor.
Yes,